Good day. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, coming to you this Sunday, November 16th, 2025, with your weekly finance news wrap. Today, we'll be focusing heavily on recent developments within the marine insurance sector. First off, we have the debut of Marinex Underwriting in Australia's marine insurance market. This is a strategic move by the Rhodian Group to offer a variety of local, tailored marine insurance policies, including cargo, carriers, commercial hull, and marine liability insurance. With the support from global distributor Amwins, Marinex Underwriting stocks an incredible pool of industry expertise with the likes of Janelle Carnib, Chris Kelly, and Ainsley Smith. The company is committed to broker relationships and to unmatched customer service standards, which is vital for success in the Australian market. It's a well-timed move given the nearly 6% increase in global marine insurance premiums in 2023. Australian consumers and businesses can expect innovative solutions from Marinex for their evolving marine insurance needs. This brings us to our next story. The Australian government turns another page in strengthening its naval capabilities by selecting the services of global insurance broker Marsh. Marsh has been appointed to handle the risk advisory and insurance aspects of the Royal Australian Navy's extensive maritime insurance program. Marsh brings their global expertise to the projects such as the 6 Hunter-class frigates and 11 multi-role frigates ship construction, providing much-needed robust coverage in a market replete with competitive pricing and geopolitical uncertainties. However, not all is smooth sailing in the marine insurance scene. Marina operators in Northern Australia have been wrestling with staggering 300% surges in insurance premiums, making coastal operations both unsustainable and unaffordable. According to the Marina Industries Association, these skyrocketing premiums are capped with cyclone excesses up to a whopping $500,000, which makes maintaining marinas close to impossible. The appeal is clear. Immediate intervention is needed from the federal government to mitigate the growing issue and shield the marine and tourism operators from the inflationary impacts. Shifting gears, let's talk about the Reserve Bank of Australia's recent initiatives. The RBA's interest rate cut has sparked a business lending boom, benefiting small and medium-sized enterprises enormously. Lending volumes surged a significant 40% year-on-year following the RBA's February rate cut. Sectors like retail and professional services were biggest gainers, seeing a 49% and 36% increase in lending respectively. Despite future concerns over rising costs and aggressive interest rates, businesses have shown confidence and a stronger drive in growth initiatives. That wraps up our news for this week. For more on personal or business loan finance, be sure to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. Thank you for joining us and stay informed.